Sorry. So what is this all about? It's about the network gear in your typical office. So it's about the switches, the routers, and the Wi-Fi access points. It's not about home networks. So I think that's important to stress. And well, given that some people may also be in a position to decide on what to do, there's a short management level overview. Then I'll go towards the technical implementation. And at the end, after the last slide, there are some arguments on why this is a good idea in case you need to convince somebody who is allowed to decide on what to do next. So this is a classical getting the management attention and having slides to convince them. Just in case I manage to convince you. If I don't manage to convince you, well, that's my problem. First of all, I want to celebrate how far we've come. So, looking at FOSDEM, being that old, and having been there for so a long time, and then looking at what free and open source software has achieved in the meantime, remembering, well, installing Linux from floppies, yes, I'm old, and now everything is just seamless and works just fine, and this is awesome. And you do not even need to sacrifice a chicken, and the moon needs to be just right to just have sound and Linux or whatever. Everything works, just. But there are some things which are still not that used that often. And I'm here to show you how easy it is to run a server network infrastructure just with free and open source software, firmware, yeah. And your task, should you choose to accept it, is to copy this and enjoy. So, the obligatory short blurb about me. I'm Karl Daniel Heilfinger. I work for the German Federal Office for Information Security. I'm working on operating system security, firmware security. I used to be, well, even longer. So, sovereign networks, and there it gets murky. Some people say, yeah, well, for home use, you may be able to install OpenWRT or whatever. But is it enterprise ready? So a sovereign office network, different challenges compared to a home network. In the office network, stuff needs to work reliably, or your manager will yell at you, your colleagues will yell at you, somebody needs to be at fault if things break down, and you know this old saying, nobody ever got fired for buying IBM? You can do something similar for, yeah, well, buy that network gear. We always bought that. If you buy the same network gear again, it's okay. It will work. So we tried it at BSI. It was more like, hey, well, you do all that open source stuff. Maybe you want to try doing this with a Wi-Fi network. So, yeah, well, but it's not my normal task doing that. They said, yeah, well, in that case, please do it, because then you have a different view on things. And I said, okay, cool. I was a bit hesitant, because I was using OpenWRT at home. It worked. It was okay. And I said, yeah, but a large scale, like 20, 30, 40 access points, a bunch of switches, routers, etc. Never did something on that scale before, so I tried. And surprisingly, it works well enough, real well. So the usability is good. It's pretty good. If anybody of you has used OpenWRT last time, maybe 10 years ago, the usability has improved a lot, extremely even. So really, it's on par with commercial offerings. Reliability, well, hasn't gone down yet, the infrastructure, so it works. I generally have no problems. Sometimes even forget that this stuff is running because it needs no attention, which is good from an operational point of view. The features, yeah, well, this is a different story. You lose some, for example, some switches have cable test functionality to find problems in your cables or whatever. On OpenWRT, which I'm using here, this feature could name software. So you win on that case. So overall, the choice stays on the same in the same ballpark. And I think OpenWRT really is enterprise ready. And some companies are using OpenWRT in various networks. I know of one deployment which is in excess of 100,000 devices running OpenWRT. So you can centrally manage that stuff. It works. I'm not going to name company names. Sorry. but yeah, so what were my goals? COTS is commercial off the shelf, just in case somebody doesn't know that acronym. So making this network hardware trustworthy with very little effort. It's easy to Trojanize software. Pretty much everybody can do it. There are YouTube tutorials out there. It's pointless even thinking that this would be difficult. However, Trojanizing hardware is way more difficult because then usually if you manufacture that as part of a chip, then all the chips from that run will have the backdoor, and then you need a reliable way to trigger that, even if the software won't necessarily want to trigger that. Building hardware backdoors is way harder, maybe two orders of magnitude harder than building a software backdoor, and the cost is even greater, so I'm not worried about that much. And the other goal was have all the network gear in our office run trustworthy free and open source software. So, well, the second goal I didn't achieve because there's other network gear. Nobody allowed me to replace the working enterprise stuff, but I have my own little network in various places. So definitions, because we need to be honest and upfront. Easy installation does not mean open the device, solder something down. If the moon is just right, no. Easy installation means no opening the case, no soldering, 5 minutes max per device. Because otherwise, really, you probably would not do that. Easy management is not profitable anymore, then that's not your problem anymore. Because with having free and open source software, network operating system, you get updates for a long time. Have no extra cost because it's just installing software. And you do not need to do this rip and replace dance if you replace one vendor with another. So that's good. It's easy, yeah. Coming from a CRA background, I'm active in Cyber Resilience Act standardization. I've seen so much stuff which I want to forget. Also looking at bugs in operating systems. Oh my. You get a complete software bill of materials. So you know what's running on there. That's good. It's ecological also because you do not need to throw up away older gear. Can still reuse it as long as it's fit for purpose. And if you're missing a feature, well, you can still pay somebody. So this was the very long management part. Too long didn't read. Replace the firmware for OpenWRT of your network gear. It's secure and works well. Okay, end of management part. So. Thanks. So disclaimers. I need to read up some disclaimers. I'm obliged to. So management wants me to emphasize this is not being used in production. Not at all. Officially, it's a proof of concept. Well, it works well, but yeah. Officially, it's a proof of concept. The operating system I used for this proof of concept was chosen because, yeah, well, the community is awesome. It has been proven to be around for a long time. It's usable, and the hardware support is pretty good. The hardware, I bought quite a bit of hardware, and sometimes installing OpenWRT is not fun. You need to solder whatever, so I picked hardware where OpenWRT was easy to install and which didn't fail me later, the hardware. So yeah, depending on your needs, you may need something different. And this is not an endorsement of any vendor, of any hardware, of any software, whatever. Okay, and yep. Security consideration. So it's an average office. It's not your highly secure government, whatever. You have a separate guest Wi-Fi. If there's wired access, you can just plug in. Unless it's in the guest room, there's only wired guest access. And yeah, network separation with VLANs. And you should be able to offboard people without changing the Wi-Fi password, right? Because people need to be offboarded all the time. So I picked WPA free enterprise with certificate, which works well. So just separate VLANs, management with no VLAN, user network one VLAN, guest network another VLAN, you're done, and backbone for authentication is radio server thingy. You can talk radios over TLS. I recommend that. So you can install RedSig proxy, which translates radios to radios over TLS. That's great. And they all the access points do the authentication that way. I have a certificate generation script which just handles OpenSSL and creates all those slightly different certificate formats, because Windows will want different crypto algorithms compared to Linux, compared to Network Manager Linux versus other Linux variants, etc. It's not fun, but I have a fully compact script doing everything in that way. It's inspired by EduRoam, this Wi-Fi roaming infrastructure from universities, because first of all, EduRoam is awesome. Second, they know how to run a network, even if people want to break that. They know that really well, so I trip lots of their docs. And you could even hook up that network to EduRoam. So for the Wi-Fi access points, now there's a long procedure. I could also show you screenshots, but it's a long list of things you have to do. Essentially, you go to the OpenWRT webpage and say, okay, I want an image for this device, add two more feature packs, because the first one makes system upgrades easier, because it keeps all the configuration and all the software. And the second one is, you want to access this over TLS. And you request the build, takes usually 5 minutes, then you have an image, and then install that stuff. Now, installing this, I used picked a Cyxl one, which is easy to install. Create a separate network, use that to flash. I'm going to skip over that due to time constraints. My apologies for that. Essentially, you upload a so-called factory image from OpenWRT, which means the factory firmware on the access point can handle that one. And for later updates, you use a different image, which is called system upgrade image. And once OpenWRT is installed, connect to the access point drone and OpenWRT, and upload the config files, which will be uploaded after the talk, where you can just get all the configuration I created, so you can just copy the setup, and then set a password. Obviously, I'm not going to set a password for you, it would be pointless. And then after reboot, you can change the password, and then download the config with the changed password, so you can replicate that over your network. Use that for the all new other access points. Routers and switches, same procedure, but a little bit less complicated. So I'm not going to repeat that, would be stupid. With radios, it's just the current Debian, unpack the config files, which are part of the web page, the Foston talk page. And the CA also unpack a bunch of scripts, so that's simple. I don't need to tell you how to unpack this. And then you're done. Well, not really. The bigger problem is you need to hook up the cables. And depending on how old your cabling infrastructure is, you will need to find cables or sockets which are not broken, depending on the office building and how old it is. And you need a new Wi-Fi password for guests, because you're probably not going to use the default password I set. And there is one big challenge with all of this, and it's the resistance to change. So you can do this in a small setup. I picked mostly Cyxl gear, because it worked and the installation was easy. You can use pretty much anything which is supported by OpenWRT, but just make sure you are not going to have to solder, because soldering is fun, but it doesn't scale. So there is one thing which I really would like to say, which is a huge thank you to all the people in the free and open source community working on that, because the stuff I was using, I didn't have to develop anything. It just worked. This is great. This is awesome. I benefit from that. And that's why I want to express my heartfelt thanks for all those people working on that. And so that is also how I want to conclude. So do you have any questions? Yep.
How do you keep the software up to date with respect to security updates? Do you do like incremental software updates, or do you just reflash a new firmware, rebuild and reflash a new firmware image?
Maybe I can share my. Sorry. Oh, yeah, right. Repeating the question, obviously. So how do I do firmware upgrades? Just reflashing everything, or is there a different method? So with OpenWRT, current OpenWRT, this additional package I recommended to install, there's this attended system upgrade. You just click, OK, I want click attended system upgrade on the device itself. You can also do it on the command line. And say, OK, I want a new image. Current OpenWRT, keep my configuration, click. It will tell you, okay, building an image. 5 minutes later, okay, uploading the image, do you want to proceed? Click okay, device reboots, you're done. So I think that's pretty comfortable. That's way better than it was before. Yep.
What happens when the update fails?
Never had that in the past. So what happens if the update fails? Never happened to me in the past, but the gear I picked, and which is also the configuration files presented for, is has good recovery mechanisms. That's also one of the other things I wanted to stress. Pardon?
Restore. How do you say? Backup the configuration and restore the image.
Yeah. That also would work, or a reset button. You also have a reset button which can reset the configuration. So thank you very much.